Continuing the halachas of Birchas HaPeres, we're up to Simen Reish Tes. The halachas of Ta'os V'Safik Birchas HaYayin, when a person makes a mistake, and these things happen, so it's good to learn these halachas. The truth is, this is a lamdish sugya in Seftos Brachas Daf Yud Beis. We will not speak out much outside of what is written in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, but once you know there's a significant, serious machlokes in the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara, and what the maskana sagamara is, ayin sham. Sif alaf, lokach shel shecher o shel mayim. Let's say a person took a cup of beer or water or pasach and he started making a bracha. Vamar bracha to Hashem lakinim alach olam. Adas lomer shahakol. He had in mind to say shahakol, which would have been the correct bracha. V'tah, he made a mistake, and what came out of his mouth was bari pri agafen. So the halachas imach zirun, and I say the shita of this Rambam in the Pirush and Mishnayis, is that imach zirun, he does not need to make a new bracha, even though he said the wrong bracha. Since the b'shem malchus is the primary part of the bracha, and when he said that he had in mind the proper bracha, so therefore your yaitza b'diavad, even though you actually made a bari pri agafen on a cup of beer, your yaitza. That is shita number one. The yesh aymrim, the others, and the Rashi Tosfos and the Baragoyle says shara poiskim, all other poiskim argue, and they say shimlaka chay sheicher aymayim. If a person took a cup of beer or water, if he thought it was wine, in that case, where he said the Hashem on the incorrect item, however, he remembered mid-sentence, that's how they understand the Gemara, and they hold that as long as he finished and he said the proper bracha, even though his kavan in the beginning was for the wrong item, the halacha is he's yaitza. But in that case, he did actually say the proper bracha. When a person, if an onlooker would comment on what happened, he said, oh, he made a shahakal on a cup of beer. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's why the psak is that it works. But they would argue in the first sheet of the mechaber that if you made the wrong bracha, we don't really care about your kavana. Continues the Ramav, Kol Shinim Hay Be'yadi Yayin, Mesavar Shushamayim, Pas Hadaita Lemer Shahakal. And for sure, if a person had wine in his hand, and he started making a bracha thinking it was water, and he would have made a shahakal, and then he switched from this guy, Ubeir Bar Pegafan Shayatza, the next case you're for sure Yatza, why should we have him see him shahakal Yatza? You know, he would have actually said shahakal on the wine, you would be Yatza as well. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Aleph Emach Zirna Say Zeu Das Haramim Avaroya Buzzing My Kulam Chokum Nalev Eskimu Delay Zinu Buzzer Dat. We don't care what he thought. Kevin Shem Piv Hoytzi Bracha Shina Roy Lo Samin. Since he expressed a bracha which was incorrect, Layotz Emach Zirna Say, he has to go back. The Kasva Achronim V'Dechini Yesh Laharis. And that's how we should paskin. Shulchan Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Beis V'Yesh Arm Shem Lakach V'Chin Alach. That's how we paskin. Al Das Haynu Afa God V'Shoshes Kshim Machal Shukar Bracha Dat Al Bracha. This is the point of Machlekes. Even though when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he had in mind the bracha shina roi lo'isem in klal. He had in mind to make a bari pri agafen. Afilu hachakivan shechasimus habracha hiskir b'fiv kohagen. As long as when he finished off, he said the proper bracha, yotza b'diavad, he would be yotza. And this argues in the Rambam, who held that we go by the kavana when he said the shemu malchus. Then the Ramah added, if you had in mind to say shahakal on anything, and now you finish with the proper bracha, you are for sure yotza. Why? Because even if you would have actually said the shahakol, in actuality, you'd also be yaitza. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, "V'nim tishaf v'fi machshavto he is a brucha roi lo'isem in." So even in your machshava, if you're going with that, you did make the proper bracha. Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis Lokach Choshel Shecher. A person took a cup of beer, a mayim ubeir baruch atah Hashem akinam al chalam bar pi agafen, which is the wrong bracha. This toich kedei dibur, and within a second he realized in this guy shata va'amar shakoni b'dvarei. V'kachoyim rasi bracha tashem akinu alchelam bar pegafen shakoni b'dvarei. What's the halacha? Yatsa. The Ramah comments from hayachayim shoyim gam kein v'yain lefnehem. Let's see, others were drinking with him and there was wine in front of them like a Shabbos meal. V'dati gam kein al yain shoyisover shebekoisi yain, and he had in mind for wine, he thought his cup was wine. Ubeir by break off and then because my mashiach already tasted the wine and it's water, it's beer. So kishechoyz of v'shoyz akach yain in sarach lachsel varchi. He does not need to make a new bracha on wine. He already made a bar pregafen, and the bar pregafen goes on all the wine on the table. V'yotze bracha shebeir chakoyz afu b'shoyz v'toyz. No, he made a mistake. The doctor halishes gamkin shar yain, and the Ramah's psak is that whatever is on the table you had in mind to drink, if you had in mind to drink whatever's on the table, so that would also be included in the original bracha. And even if the original bracha was on a cup of wine, which is not wine, it was water, it would work. Gam hoitzi achim shesheis and sham. He also was moitzi others with this bracha. V'lchein brachasai bracha the bracha was considered brachas bracha. His bracha was a bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Hey, Berach Baruchat Hashem. Hainu afilu be'ez tchilas habracha yisav reshu yayin. Even though when he started making wine, he thought he poured wine out of the cup, out of the bottle of him. So tchilas habracha v'sav reshu kahagin. The whole bracha was incorrect. V'docha kevin she'akar tek dibor v'siyim kahagin. Since he switched from saying shehakol nibadvare to from Bari Pergafen, and then he pushed and he said shehakol nibadvare, it's because tek dibor kedibor dami. That's what it seems from this psak of Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings down other opinions in the Acharonim. This again is a big topic in halacha. If toich kedibor is kedibor dami, this comes up by laning, comes up even parsha zachar, zecher. The concept of toich kedibor dami or not. And we will see the Mishnah Berurah based on the Magen Avraham and others differentiate between Daraisas and Rabbanans. It also gets into the topic of Parsha Zachar. Is that Daraisa or is that Rabbanan? Ayin Sham. Sivkot and Vav Tech the Dibor, Aval Ach the Dibor, Lamahane Karasa Vachos and Varech, Vimikanu Bracha. But that other Makilin and Bdiab Bzech the Dibor, that this concept of being Makel Bdiabed, Davko Bbracha is the Rabbanan. Aval Birchas and Mosin Shu the Rice of Erekai Gavna. Let's say you had a case, a person ate bread. Let's assume he ate bread enough that he's chayiv in benching midaraisa, k'dei sviya, v'ta, and he made a mistake with Savashach Apirisis, Levar Barthash and Gemach Lamal Eleates, V'apri Eates, Miska Shulechem, V'siye Mazan Azorilom, Kohigen, too bad. Tzarachlach Slavarech. Now, V'davka Boyfin Zeshit Siyarnu, this exact case, Avam Tov Asavar Lechem Shach Hashuach Mechamishas Haminim, if he thought it was one of the five grains, the Hischel Varech, and it was only Mazanis, Barachat Hashem Lekin Malachalem, Malamich Velkal, V'miniska, he remembered. So let's say a person ate a wrap, and he made a mezonis, and then he realizes, wait, it's really hamaitzi, you have to bench. So, yachal esayim hazanas ha'olim kula v'yatza. As he's saying ala micha, he could switch the middle, and he could say the bracha v'azan, why? The michya nami mazan, who, it's in the same umbrella, same family of brachas. It's also mazan, and it would work. Next. Kosu v'achor namisha, omar achar brech sayayin b'yir ma'ori ha'ish. So a person's making havdalah. And he said, Ha'esh, v'niska shetzar l'haktam b'samim, v'siyah b'rinim b'samim, and now he remembers that he has to make b'samim first. So the way I remember it is from my camp days, Camp Romu. They used to give out cloves to every single boy, and so we made the bracha on b'samim. Now what are you going to do with a clove? So when they shut the lights off for Bar Mareish, a lot of cloves were flung in the air, and wherever it landed. So that's how I remember. Bar Yudin B'Samim comes first, you smell the clove, and Bar Mareish, the lights turn off, and the boys would chuck the cloves. So, now this person made a mistake. He said the Bar Mareish before the Bar Yudin B'Samim. This guy should start lacking B'Samim, the seeing Bar Yudin B'Samim. So he's about to say the Bar Mareish, then he realizes, and he says Bar Yudin B'Samim, Yatzah Yudin B'Samim, he was Yatzah B'Samim, V'Choyzim Bar Yudin B'Samim, V'Choyzim Bar Yudin B'Samim, so go back, and now you have to say Bar Yudin B'Samim, because you did not say it yet. Now, V'Davkish N'Eskavim B'Shasa Zgar Shem Machas Al B'Samim, Shenok HaBiyadoi, V'Nichshol B'Shoinim Bar Yudin B'Samim. That's only in a case where he was holding the B'Samim and he made a mistake. V'Davkish N'Eskavim Al Eish, if he had in mind the Eish, and he said Bar Yudin B'Samim, and then Bar Yudin B'Samim, so we would say, Yotzi de Birchas Mareish, you yotzi de Bar Mareish, Vachakach Mavari Bracha Cheres al Basamim. So make a new bracha on the Basamim, Dal Eish, Gam Kinsar Lavarich. You have to make a bracha al Eish and the Basamim. You need both. You said one of them. Good. If I say the Inam Akiv, the Seder is not Ma'akiv. Now, Linen Birchas Shacham, Tabu Kech Evim, Mamal Bashrum, Chadim, and Nisbar El Basimim, and Vav, Mishapur, Sukhat, and Chav, Ayin Sham. There are certain brachas that you're yotza. There's a order of how you should be saying it, and if you say it in the wrong order, then you don't end up saying the previous bracha. So, Ayin Sham in Simen Mem Vav. Uberich Bar Pri Agafen. So let's see, this case was where a person made a Bar Pri Agafen. His cup did not contain wine. He thought it was wine. And there were other cups or bottles of wine on the table. So the halacha is, he's yaitze. Mishnah Berurah says, Kavanasa ha'isa lohaitzi gam ha'chem b'chasli, he had a mind to be mighty others with his bracha. The adakte ha'ya. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ramah is saying two different things here. Since he had a mind to drink other wine, even if that wine was not in front of him, and the bracha would be chalnet, drinking is not a hefsek. Since he did not speak out anything, so that's not considered a hefsek. That's one consideration. Now, v'afilu lo yadat b'ed ilushes Yosef rak b'stama. He only had stam das. He didn't specifically have a mind to drink more wine. But the point is, and this is the second heter that the Rama is bringing down. Second reason, since he was doing ma'isiyah, there's imshul ha'isak b'ruchas levatala. His bracha was not levatala because b'diavad, if you made a bracha for someone else, that could be yotzei shemei ka'ina, and that would work. For him to drink other wine. That if you did not have specific das, then das was to have other beverages. The way we paskin based on the Mishnah Berurah, as long as they're on the table, you don't have to have in mind to specifically drink other wine. If you spill the cup, you're yotze with whatever's on the table. You drink another cup of wine that was there. In all of these cases, you would not need to go back and make a new bracha.